Praise the Lord, everyone. I greet you in love and in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that the blessings of the Lord be upon you this day. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we're going to continue on with the signs of the times. This is lesson 8. And today's discussion will be the Great Tribulation period. We ended lesson 7 discussing the vision of the 70 weeks revealed to Daniel by the angel Gabriel. It has been established that 69 of the 70 weeks has already been fulfilled. The last week is yet to be fulfilled, and this is the period that covers the tribulation and the great tribulation. It was also pointed out that the gap between the 69th and the 70th week is the church age. And we have been discussing this in detail throughout this series. As mentioned, there are two events that will take place before the 70th week begins. Number one, the rapture of the church. And number two, the Jews will be regathered in their own land. In this lesson, we will highlight some of the things that will happen during that period and provide details concerning the Antichrist reign of terror. First of all, we see in Scripture that there are parallel references regarding the tribulation and great tribulation period. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 11, Jesus spoke of the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet. And as we mentioned before, it is a reference in regards to the Antichrist when he breaks the covenant that he will make with Israel at the start of the tribulation period. But at the 3.5 year mark, he will do away with all Jewish sacrifices in the temple that will be rebuilt. This will mark the beginning of the Great Tribulation period. The Antichrist will take over Palestine and make the Jewish temple his capital. Then he will set himself and his image in the temple and be worshipped as God. In collaboration with Daniel chapter 7, 25, chapter 9, verse 27, and Revelation chapter 13 and 5, it confirms that the length of time for the great tribulation will be 3.5 years. Daniel chapter 7:25 gives us to know that Israel will be given into his hands until a time and times and the dividing of time. Revelation chapter 3 verse 5 reads, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Revelation 11:2 gives reference to the times of the Gentiles to the end, saying, "For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread under foot 42 months. Revelation 11:3 reads, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Now let's take some time to do some math. To break down the meaning of time and times, and the dividing of time. Time singular equals 1 year, times plural equals 2 years, and the dividing of time equals a half of a year. So the total equals 3.5 years. Thus, the meaning of Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 is that Israel will be given into the hands of Antichrist for 3.5 years. 3.5 years equals 42 months. So the meaning of Revelation chapter 11, verse 2 is that the time of the Gentiles will also run its course for 3.5 years. Now, Revelation 11 and 3 speaks of two witnesses that shall emerge on the scene and will prophesy for 1,260 days based on a 360-day Jewish year. 360 multiplied by 3.5 equals 1,260 days. Therefore, 1,260 days are equivalent to 42 months of 30 days each, or 3.5 years. The scripture references discussed just now regarding the reign of the Antichrist and the time of the Gentiles to the end corresponds with the last 3.5 years of the week, or the time of the Great Tribulation. Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, that Jerusalem must be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that will not end until the battle of Armageddon. Regarding the two witnesses that will prophesy for 1,260 days, or 3.5 years, there are some arguments as to whether their ministry will take place the first half of the 70th week or the last half of the 70th week. First of all, who are these witnesses? There are references regarding these latter-day prophets in the book of Zechariah, of which he was given a vision of the candlesticks and 2 olive trees. The Lord said to him, "These are the 2 anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth." In Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, it reveals the identity of one of the prophets. The scripture reads, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." The greatest hint concerning the identity of the two prophets are found in Revelation chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. And it reads, "These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed." These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in their days of prophecy, and have power over water, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. These are direct references to Elisha and Moses. Elisha was given the power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of his prophecy. Moses was given the power during the days of his prophecy to turn the waters of Egypt into blood throughout the land and to send plagues upon the Egyptians. These two witnesses will testify of the true God and prophesy for 1,260 days or 3.5 years. Since the scripture does not specify which half of the tribulation they shall be raised up, let's work with both scenarios and then we'll just leave it there. But first, let's read a little more of what it says concerning the witnesses in Revelations chapter 11, verses 7 through 12. The scripture says, "And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 shall see their dead bodies 3 days and half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them." So, if we go with the first 3.5 years, some theologians believe it to be probable that many will come to know the Lord during the tribulation period because of their witness. And these are they which will pass through the great tribulation period and be saved. Revelation chapter 7 points to the fact that the great tribulation period will be a period of salvation. An elect remnant out of Israel shall be sealed for God, and also an innumerable multitude of Gentiles said to have come out of great tribulation. Some believe that the miracles of the two witnesses, especially the resurrection and ascension, will be the reason why so many will be converted prior to the great tribulation period. However, it is noted in Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, that the angel that told John to rise and measure the temple is in reference to the temple that will be built in Jerusalem during the reign of Antichrist. The angel said, "But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread underfoot 42 months. This is a direct reference to the times of the Gentiles, which will be fulfilled in the last 3.5 years of the 70th week. Since the raising up of the two prophets are spoken of following the first and second verse, it is presumed that their ministries will be concurrent with the times of the Gentiles. The Word of God gives us to know that they will be immune from death, and if any man attempt to hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. But when they have finished their testimony, they shall be overcome by the beast, who will make war against them, and shall kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of Jerusalem, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt at that time, because the character of the inhabitants will resemble the character of the inhabitants of Sodom in the days of Lot, and the conduct of Israel in Egypt. The people of all nationalities will not allow their bodies to be buried, and for 3.5 days is going to be a celebration. While they're laying open in the street, the people will rejoice and make merry and send gifts one to another, because these two witnesses who tormented them by their testimony and their plagues are dead. But at the end of 3.5 days, the Spirit of life will re-enter their bodies. The Lord will raise them up, and they shall stand on their feet. A voice from heaven will be heard saying, "Come up hither," and they will ascend up to the heaven in a cloud. What follows next is a great earthquake. Revelation chapter 11 verse 13 reads, "And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven." It is evident that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, that there will be some who will escape to take place or take a refuge, I want to say, and will be protected and nourished of God. So once they see the abomination of desolation that was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, they will escape to a place of refuge, and the Lord will protect them and nourish them for 3.5 years. And this scripture reference is found in Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Also, if you recall in Jesus' Olivet Discourse concerning the Great Tribulation period, he did advise them or instruct them, saying those who are alive during that time to look to the writings of Daniel and understand. And he said, "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes." In other words, he's saying, when you see all of these things that Daniel spoke of or prophesied concerning the abomination of desolation. Take flight, run, and do not look back. He says in Matthew 24, verse 21, "For then shall be a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Antichrist will send his army after the fleeing Israelites and do all that he can to destroy them. But Israel shall safely reach the place of refuge and abide there until the coming of the Lord." It is evident that conversions to Christianity will happen during that time. But there will also be those who will worship and follow the Antichrist. In Revelations chapter 13 and 8 it reads, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." And that's pretty scary, the fact that their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life means that they're already destined to hell. Also in Revelation chapter 13, we see all of the players that will be responsible for the reign of terror in the earth, and they were dubbed by Clarence Larkin as the Satanic Trinity. The beast is the Antichrist. The dragon is Satan himself that will give him his power and his seat and great authority. And then there's the false prophet, who does not exalt himself, but in a manner of speaking, he is the hype man that exalts the beast. And he will cause the earth and all them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. The false prophet in the book of Revelation is seen as the second beast coming up out of the earth. He will also be empowered by Satan to work miracles. And when we read what it says in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, it reads, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the number of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. In reading these scriptures, what stands out is the ability that the dragon, the first and second beast, have to imitate the workings of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit of God. Because of their miracles and all that they will do, they shall deceive many and compel them to worship the image of the beast or be killed. The Antichrist and the false prophet will subjugate the entire world so that no one can buy or sell who does not receive the mark of the beast. So this mark will be required during the second half of the tribulation and reveals that the false prophet will be an economic and religious leader. Those who receive this mark will pledge their allegiance to the Antichrist, and the key to who will align themselves with him, as stated in Revelation chapter 13 and 8, are those whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So I will conclude here, and on the next and final lesson of this series, we will conclude with the second coming of Christ in glory, the battle of Armageddon, the doom of Satan, and the doom of the unbelieving dead, which is the last judgment. I pray that you are getting something from these teachings and that something is within you stirred up, you know, to research and read for yourselves. And again, as I always say, be persuaded in your own mind that you will be caught out to meet Jesus in the air and that you will not have to deal with such perilous times as a result of what will take place during the Antichrist's reign. So until then, God bless you all. And as always, thank you very much for taking the time out to listen. God bless you.